joining us in the studio now for Synchronicity, Chris Mackey, our psychologist. Hello, Chris. Welcome to the catch-up.
Hi, Daryl. Hi, Roxy.
Hi, Chris. Now, I'm just going to tell you something really quick before we get into your example. I was in a meeting today and the person said, you know, I just sort of feel like all the planets are lining up and, you know, I'm not into airy-fairy stuff, but I just, you know, I feel that. And I said, there you go. That's synchronicity.
Terrific. And the feeling that planets are lining up is something that puts you in a positive mood.
Yes.
It leaves you to be more expansive in the way you look at things. It helps you be more creative. So I think that's great to tune into that feeling.
Well, it makes you feel, excuse me, positive, and it makes you feel like the decisions you're making are good decisions.
Yeah, it does. It gives you more confidence in that.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, you had an interesting example that, and this is just recently.
It's a very recent example, and excuse my scratchy voice too, listeners, but a couple of weeks ago when I was doing a talk on synchronicity as part of our series of Geelong Leads the Way for Wellbeing, well, the day before had had some sad news. A wonderful colleague of ours who'd been with us for many years was saying that at the end of the year, she's winding up at the end of the year for reasons I won't go into, but she's worked with us for 2 to 3 days a week and seeing mainly parents and children.
Right.
Well, the next day when doing this talk in the evening, we met a psychologist who wanted to have some work 2 or 3 days a week in working with children, but we met through synchronicity. We met at this talk.
Oh.
And one of the ways that we really connected is an example I gave in the talk, and it was this. It was a very personal thing, but it was about what I was writing in my book. When I wrote a section in the book of going through a severe depression 25 years ago for which I was hospitalised. And when I was starting to write a chapter on this, I thought this might be a gruelling experience. And I was remembering as I started to write about this depression I experienced that I felt no compassion for myself at the time, none whatsoever. But as I was writing, I noted that there was a dot of light forming on the page next to what I was writing. And gradually it took a very distinct heart shape, a heart shape of light that turned out it was formed by a skylight sending a ray of light through a little hole in my hand sitting next against my head.
So you were holding your head while you were writing.
I was holding a hand against my head while I was writing. And it miraculously formed this perfectly defined heart shape, and I felt like I was receiving this real compassion from the universe. It was a bit like a cuddle from God, if you like. And I'm not particularly religious, but it really felt awesome, and I felt in a more mindful state of mind.
Oh.
And so I referred in my talk to this experience and said that I'd learned at a conference that happened 2 weeks after that experience of writing that when you experience compassion from outside, it helps you be more mindful. Well, this psychologist who attended the talk the day after we found the other one was leaving, this psychologist did her master's thesis on compassion and mindfulness and partly thought, wow, you know, this person resonates with the same themes. I'd like to, you know, work there.
Wouldn't it be wonderful to work there?
And we found out that she wanted to work exactly the same number of days and with exactly the same people that the person who was leaving was. So the universe provides. And
isn't that
amazing?
Talk on synchronicity. But is it also true that you didn't know she was looking for a position?
I'd never met her before.
She didn't know you had a position.
Yeah, I won't go into too much, but she was about to potentially start working somewhere else immediately.
Wow.
But yeah,
that is awesome.
So we're very lucky about the universe providing.
Isn't that awesome?
That's it, being open to the opportunity. If you've got a story for us, we want to hear if it's to do with synchronicity.
Yeah, or when those planets align.
When those planets align.
I love it.
52299939. Give us a call and be part of Synchronicity with Chris Mackey, our psychologist here at Bay 93.9. It is the catch up, and we're talking synchronicity with our psychologist Chris Mackey, and we've got a caller on the line, and I'm a little bit frightened. It's Jade Augustine.
Hello, Jade.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Yeah, good.
Hi, Jade.
Now, Jade, you've been listening in to Chris talk about synchronicity, and you've got a story for us.
Oh, I think my life is full of synchronicity.
Great to hear.
Yes, but I've got one particular example of a recent experience.
Terrific.
So, I'm not sure if you know, Chris, I work at the Geelong Racing Club. I'm actually the marketing manager.
Great.
So, we've recently had our big event.
Yes.
And I was trying to find a host for our Silks dining room, and I'd literally rung every person that I knew had the capability to fulfil that role.
Right.
And everybody had something on. So I started thinking, oh no, what am I going to do? Because it was literally like a day or two before the cup. So I went into Myers, into review to get my outfit, and I was talking to the shop assistant, and she actually does the exact same job that I needed her to do at Flemington, at the Chairman's Club.
Wow.
And she was able to say, not a problem, I can work on Wednesday, problem solved.
That is fantastic. Well, the planets aligned then, didn't they?
Oh, that is so awesome.
And the thing is, she was so fabulous, and everybody kept saying to me, where did you find Lynn Jay?
They thought you were very clever to find her.
And I kept saying, well, you know, I've just found her. Don't worry where she came from. Yeah. We just love her now.
That's fantastic. Do you ever find, Jay, that there's any pattern when that happens a little bit more, or does that tend to happen more if you're in a certain kind of mindset or under pressure or whatever?
Well, I usually try to stay calm, and I always think to myself, the universe will provide, don't panic.
I like that.
And I had another experience where I had a room full of guests in the committee room, which I'd promised a guest speaker, a very special guest speaker, but I actually had no one lined up.
Right. You do rely on this, don't you?
I do. And it was like half an hour and everyone's saying, who is it, Jade? Who is it? And I said, don't panic. It's going to be a big name.
I love it.
I can't disclose it yet. And I walked down into the mountain yard and I said to myself, please, universe, provide me with some type of celebrity. And just out of nowhere, David Hayes appears.
Wonderful.
And I said, oh, David, would you like to come with me and say a few words to our special committee guests? And he said, not a problem, Jade.
A very famous trainer. You just happened to be able to muster up in half an hour.
Exactly. And everyone said to me, how did you get him to come along?
I love the way you didn't just try to control the situation, but you trusted in something and there was a bit of flow happening there. I can see you're quite experienced at this, in trusting in the universe.
I am, yes. I just love it when it all happens, and it is. It's such a wonderful thing. And I think more people should be into it. Don't panic, let the universe provide.
And funnily enough, I often find it hard sometimes to trust in that myself, and sometimes try and control a situation or whatever, but sometimes it's when you let go that control, that's when something happens. But you trusted in that so well, and there are a couple of great examples. Thanks very much for calling
Jade,
in, Jade.
They're awesome.
That's great.
Now, Chris, I also believe she's passing that on to her children. when they're asking for something to eat, she goes, the universe will provide.
That's it's okay. Right. It'll appear in half a minute from somewhere, yes.
Nick Minute, the doorbell. Jade, I love that, and I love that that's the way you approach life, and, you know, it's just awesome.
I really enjoy your segment, Chris. It's great.
Oh, that's terrific to hear, and I imagine that you're quite an intuitive person in a number of ways, and good on you for listening to that.
And I'm a little bit scared because I'm working with Jade on Sunday, so that means nothing
when
will be tricky.
Said, yeah. Everything will be fine.
Yeah, that's right. All in hand.
Love you, Jade. We'll see you soon.
Bye, Jade.
Great, Jade. Thanks very much.
Oh, that is awesome. Some great examples there, isn't it?
But it is, and it's a great situation. That, and look, I found this too. And as I said, we said in the break, I said I haven't got anything because I've been a bit busy over the last couple of weeks, and I haven't been
mindful enough
to something. Yes. I've been too busy. I've been too focused. And you probably need to stop on occasions, smell the roses, and sort it out.
I think it's right. I think when we are really busy and focused, it is less likely to happen. And if I can mention a talk coming up on Thursday night at the Geelong Library, the fourth and final in the series Geelong Leads the Way for Wellbeing, and it's Sylvia and Atticus Gray presenting on Hero Town, ways of being heroic in everyday life. And I think that'll be a wonderful thing at the library. You can check out the What's On section and book at 6 o'clock this Thursday, the fourth and final in that series.
Great.
Chris Mackey, our psychologist, synchronicity. It will happen. Just you just have it. To let it happen. Rox, we're done for the...
We are done. The universe is going to... I hope the universe is providing my dinner tonight. Mm. I haven't organised anything. Let's just see what happens.
Just trust in it, Roxy.
I will. I trust. We'll catch you soon. Chris, we'll catch you in a couple of weeks.
Thanks very much.